Chapter 2. Our Shared Concerns. Robert's View, Dallas, Texas, February 19, 2006.
Once again on Sunday afternoon, the black limo pulls up to the backstage entrance of the Learning Annex's Real Estate Expo. Once again, the excitement builds as word spreads that Donald is here. And once again, the police escort comes in first to clear the way. Two lines form, and Mr. Trump walks the gauntlet of adoring fans. After about an hour, after the press has left, Donald asks me, "How big is the audience, and how are they?" "Tens of thousands in attendance, and they're a great group. People have come from all over the world to be here this weekend. They're very excited about learning and hungry for knowledge." I was excited too, but for different reasons. Since our last meeting, I had read Donald's book, The America We Deserve. The book addresses many of the problems we face as a nation and as a world, such as terrorism, the national debt, and health care. Here's an excerpt from his chapter on the health care issue. He writes, "Unlike Social Security, Medicare's HI program has been experiencing a cash flow deficit since 1992. Current payroll taxes and other revenues have been insufficient to cover benefit payments and program expenses. In essence, Medicare has already crossed the point where it is a net claimant on the Treasury, a threshold that Social Security is not expected to reach until 2013. The current Medicare program is both economically and fiscally unsustainable. This is not a new message. The Medicare trustees noted in the early 1990s that the program is unsustainable in its present form. There's one more aspect of the medical insurance story that is almost totally off the typical radar screen. This one involves long-term care. With the baby boom generation heading toward retirement and their parents already there, this is a huge issue. Nearly 1 in 2 Americans will need some type of long-term care, but only 1 in 4 can afford long-term private nursing home care, which now averages $41,000 in 1999 dollars a year. Only 1% of Americans have bought long-term health care insurance, so most are hoping to rely on Medicaid. As things are right now, they're in for a major disappointment. After a short initial contribution, Medicaid will drop out of the picture until the patient's resources are spent down to the poverty level. If the patients are your parents, that means everything they've worked for in life will be gone. It can also create a massive financial burden on families. The boomer who planned to sail around the world on his own boat might find himself selling his car to keep mom or dad in a decent facility.